All right, there you go. We are member-supported radio, KX93.5, right here in Laguna Beach. You've heard that song on the air for a couple weeks now, Lost in Los Angeles, a three-piece from Southern California. The song is called Because of You, hugely popular in our King of the Beach segment, and actually the guys are here with me in our Pearl Street studio right now. How is everything?
Really good. What's up, Mick?
Not much. We've been getting acquainted the past hour and a half, setting up your equipment in the studio and everything like that. First of all, thank you so much for making do with our shoddy equipment here in our studios. So far, so good, right?
Yeah.
So this is Danny, Danny, Eddie, and Clark. They are Lost in Los Angeles. You guys all originally from SoCal?
Yes. I'm from Santa Monica, actually.
There you go.
Born and raised.
Yeah, I'm from right around the Malibu Canyon area. But Clark,
I'm from the Bible Belt of the West, Fresno, California.
I see what you did there. As soon as I heard the track Because of You came highly recommended by some radio people, we thought it was an absolute winner. I feel like a lot of people who dig on different genres of music would definitely dig on the song. You guys got a 5-song EP available to the general public right now, and when did that actually come out, you guys?
I think we put that out right before our U.S. tour in May of this year.
Right on.
Yeah, and that was great because we got to play all those songs and you know, give that CD to people out there. It was cool.
As an independent band, to go on tour, you know, touring the United States, there's probably a lot that goes into that. You know, not only are you guys recording your own stuff, but probably booking all of those shows. And did you do the van thing?
You know? Luckily, we kind of got rolled in with a couple bands and a company called JVC Mobile, and they put together the tour, and we were able to be out there with Girl on Fire and
Angels Fall.
So it was a really cool thing, and I think we did like 28 dates in 33 days and
amazing.
Did the whole country. Yeah,
that's crazy, you guys. Was it well received around the United States? Was there a surprising venue that you guys found somewhere in Bozeman, Montana, or the Bible Belt?
They were almost all surprising.
Really?
Because sometimes, yeah, because some days it was like an outdoor venue. We'd be doing a parking lot thing with a bunch of people, and then we'd be kind of maybe something would happen like rain, and then we'd be in a club all of a sudden, like in Austin. But you know, yeah. We had good reception wherever we went, so that was the wonderful thing about
it. When you guys meet people on the street, you got at the coffee shop or whatever, and you get into a conversation, you say, well, I'm a musician, you know, just came out with a record and going out on tour. They ask you what type of music you play. What do you tell these people?
Indie dream pop is probably a good description.
I like that dream pop. That I heard that that term the first time a couple weeks ago. There's a band called Say Lulu, and I think they describe their music as dream pop. That was Eddie, by the way, who's wearing a fantastic bow tie.
Thank you very much.
Here in the studio. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Again, the band Lost in Los Angeles is here. The 5-song EP is available right now. It is called The Hovering. Where was all this stuff written and recorded, you guys?
We do everything at our studio in Los Angeles. We write, we record, mix, master, and throw it up there.
Like I said before off the air, you guys are, you know, music geeks through and through. What are some other projects you guys have been working on, you know, besides the Lost in Los Angeles thing?
I DJ sort of on the side for, mm-hmm. you know, for a little bit of an income and teach guitar lessons. And I have big recording studio chops. I've recorded orchestras and have a recording studio and bounce around in different personal recording studio situations and stuff like that.
That's amazing. So, you know, music is your job.
Yeah.
It's not like you're working a crappy day job just to do this Lost in Los Angeles thing.
It's definitely a mad hustle.
Right?
And I kind of fill in. I do some top 40 gigs here and there to kind of keep my bills paid. And I, you know, twerk around in my studio too a little bit. I should have said tweak. I said twerk. I don't know where that came from. Maybe I do twerk around a little bit.
We're shooting a video in the studio, so maybe a little bit later you could do some of that twerking.
Just have to pull that out.
I might leave first.
No. Clark, when you say top 40 stuff, what do you mean by that? You a studio musician for some other artists or something?
I do some work with other people, but, you know, I'll do cover gigs around town. Like I played the Sandpiper here in Laguna before. And then I kind of mess around in my studio at home and make electronic records and stuff like that too. So
cool, man. You said you actually have some remixes that might be available to the public pretty soon of some original
content. We haven't talked about this, but this drum and bass remix of Because of You we're all pretty happy with right now, so that'll probably get out on iTunes and be available in our general thing pretty soon.
Cool. I want that music first, you guys, as an early champion of this Lost in Los Angeles project. Danny, what about you? What are some of the other musical projects you've been working on?
You know, I just have this habitual thing going on in my head, just these melodies that won't stop, since I was probably about 3 years old. And I just have pianos and keyboards everywhere and things I can write on, and I just can't stop. It's sort of, it's just what is. So
crazy.
I love to spin, you know, records and stuff at the house, and, you know, I have a bit of a vinyl collection and keyboard collection, and just love just keep writing. And, you know, with these guys, it never stops.
And let me ask you this, Danny, what's, rather than asking you your favorite record or whatever, what's one record that you just always need the physical copy of? You'll never give to a friend, and you'll never sell to Music Trader for extra bucks. What's that one record for you?
God, you know, we've been asked this so many times.
Really? I thought I was, I don't want to be that DJ in every market that you guys hit up asking the
but
same
But you asked it
questions.
In a good way. It's you important. Asked it in a different way.
Yeah.
You were the first one to ask, like, you wouldn't throw it away.
Yeah.
And, you know, probably U2, Joshua Tree.
Cool.
So many different electronic records are great, and rock records. Deftones' White Pony is just an amazing vinyl double album. But it always comes back to U2 and that early stuff. It's just crazy.
Independent artist, Lost in Los Angeles, three-piece from Los Angeles in our Pearl Street studios. We did bring our instruments. You guys are going to play for us, kind of exclusive KX93.5 version of a couple songs pretty soon, and I really do appreciate that. Spark Farm Records, what is that, you guys?
Spark Farm is our record label, and we went independent just before our tour, and it's amazing. I mean, these days, you know, with these two guys, because they're so good in the studio, we're able to, you know, mix, master, do all that stuff, and get it up on iTunes, Spotify, you know, every platform on the planet, Spark Farm is our label.
Cool.
And it's behind us, and it's pushing us. It's cool.
It's interesting. It's like it can be both complicated and glorious just having that much power because you have so many options. But at the end of the day, it's a really beautiful thing that we can just make whatever we want whenever we want and release it and have this Spark Farm thing be our venue for it. You
right.
know?
I think that's the most important thing when you align yourself with a record label is to have a label that will let the artist do their thing. Basically, creative control is exactly what you guys have. Lost in Los Angeles is here. We are member-supported radio. We do realize we have a lot of new listeners this afternoon. We are a year old, just earshot from Los Angeles here in Southern California. We are nonprofit. You could donate to the radio station. You could be a member of the radio station, creating content for artists left and right. All the details there on kx935.com. Lostinlosangeles.com is the website, and I imagine people could have access to the brand new EP and all of the merch, correct?
All the merch, the new video, our past videos.
The video is great, by the way. I guess we'll touch on that pretty soon. But speaking of merch, you guys brought amazing hoodies. You know,
we did.
Yeah, those are really rad. What else is available on the website?
We have hoodies, we have t-shirts, we have rings and necklaces and
guitar picks.
Guitar picks always come with that stuff. So
cool.
Yeah, check it out.
Right on. Again, this is Danny, Eddie, and Clark, Lost in Los Angeles, right here. If it would be agreeable to you guys, I'd like to play another track off the EP, and then we'll come back and perform.
Please, please do.
We've got what instruments did we bring, by the way, today?
I have a dobro, but it's been modified, so to sound a little different. It's not the typical bright, shiny sound. I put jazz strings on it, so it kind of dulls the sound.
And you said typically that instrument may very well be, like a slide guitar.
Yeah, country or Hawaiian music. You find these guitars, they typically have, like, palm tree graphics on them and stuff. This is sort of like a prototype. And like I said, I put like these sort of flat wound jazz strings on it, and it kind of makes an interesting
sound.
Nice,
and that's the dobro you took on the road with you?
Actually, no, I didn't. We didn't really. We were electrical the whole.
Oh, sure.
The
of
whole
course,
time.
This is a different setup than you guys are really accustomed to. Really, when you guys were out on the road, was there much radio promotion? Did you guys hit up a lot of radio stations, or not so much?
You know, they kind of came to us. We played a lot of venues, and the vans pulled up, and most places where we were, there were a lot of radio folks coming around and pulling up and, you know, checking all the bands. So it was cool.
Almost
cool.
Every outdoor show, there was a there was a radio station there. Almost everyone.
So you guys were playing a bunch of big festivals type of thing?
Yeah, it was kind of a traveling circus. We had like a fashion show, Unknown Riders, these guys that are just amazing stunt bike riders, Harley riders. Mm-hmm. And then the three bands and staging and tents and all kinds of cool stuff.
Dude.
Semi and a bus, and we wake up in a new town every day and set it up and tear it down.
How exciting. That's so cool to be able to see most of the country and to play music. You guys have probably been to a lot of states in the union where I have never been and maybe will never go.
You know all those stories you hear about the United States?
Yeah.
They're all true.
Really? Like middle America and all of that stuff.
Yeah, we went all across the south of the country, up the east coast, across the top, and back down.
Awesome.
It's pretty crazy.
It's a great experience.
But alternative rock is alive and well everywhere. And it was surprising, too. Like, even, you know, the places where you think, you know, not a soul would listen to it, people would just come up and they find you. It's cool.
Cool. Again, Lost in Los Angeles is here. So let's rip into another track off the record. I wanted to play track one, which is the title track. The song is called Hovering. Give us a story behind this song, you guys. Is there a storyteller's moment I could get out of you guys before we play it on the air?
Yeah, this is right before we went independent, and we kind of were looking down at our future from somewhere up high, and we weren't really sure where that was, but we just sort of felt this sort of freedom. We're just kind of hovering over the future, and it was this leap that we took, and we're flying.
Very cool. All right, we're going to dust off the old CD player here in the studio. Hopefully it does, in fact, still work. Track one off the new record. The song is called Hovering by Lost in Los Angeles. More from our Pearl Street studios right after this on member-supported KX93.5.
You're
Man, and that just sounds so good. The band is called Lost in Los Angeles, track one off the new EP. It is called Hovering. The guys are here in our Pearl Street studios. That is awesome, man. I'm happy to be playing the Lost in Los Angeles stuff on the air. And, of course, you guys need to keep me in the loop as far as what's going on in the future with you guys. And we appreciate you coming through our Pearl Street studios. Again, this is Danny, Eddie, and Clark. We got a our intern Kimmy's in the house, and I don't think she's ever seen a glockenspiel before, but she called it something weird. But we got a keyboard, got that beautiful bass guitar, got a glockenspiel, got that dobro, and I guess what did you guys want to perform first?
We'll do Because of You.
Cool. This is I guess the official single. Was there a debate between the three of you guys as to what officially might be a single, or just people kind of took to the song Because of You?
Yeah, people kind of took to it, and our radio team, Sean and Dave, they really kind of steered us towards the song. Hovering was out first, and then this was the follow-up, so
cool.
They really felt it was the way to go.
Sean and them, they're working hard for you guys, so just so you know, they're working hard trying to get this project on the map.
They're amazing. I was going to say, we kind of always knew it was a great song, though, and so it just its moment came, you know?
Yeah.
We always all loved the song.
Yeah. Right on, you guys. So whenever you're ready, this is Lost in Los Angeles, live in our Pearl Street studios on KX93.5.
I see stars at night and everything's bright because of you, because of you. I close my eyes, it's no surprise. I think of you, I think of you. And if I can't believe the things I see, it's 'cause I dream of you, I dream of you. I see stars and stripes and everything's bright because of you. If you call my name and if you feel the same, I'll come running back to be with you. Because of you, I know. Because of you, I'll go. I'll give you everything, everything. Turn the storm away, bring the light of day. It's what you do. I can read the signs through the stars that shine. I think of you. I wanna look inside your deep green eyes. Let me look inside your deep green eyes. If you call my thank you.
Freaking awesome, you guys. That is great. That's more or less a stripped-down version of the song Because of You, live in our Pearl Street studios. The band is Lost in Los Angeles. Well done. I think that sounded great. And thanks for making do with just our small studio here in Laguna Beach.
So just so everybody knows, this place is pretty pimped out.
Isn't it,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, it really is. I think I was telling you guys off the air that, you know, I've worked for Clear Channel and CBS Radio, some big corporate entities, and this little nonprofit here, some of the best studios I've ever been in. I mean, you could see PCH right there. And, you know, if you turn your head around the corner, the Pacific Ocean is right behind us. Again, we are member-supported radio right here in Laguna Beach, KX93.5. Before we play another song in our studio, shows to plug, some things are coming up for you guys, right? Didn't mean to put you on the spot there.
Oh, no, that's
but
great.
But since I have you here.
Absolutely.
yeah.
Well, we have a show on the 12th, on November 12th. Mm-hmm. Eve Kemp is a really good friend of ours, and he has a new art studio in Los Angeles. So we'll be playing with him and a great DJ and doing that whole art show thing, bringing the LA scene together on November 12th. And then we're heading out to the East Coast. We have a show, Sullivan Hall, on December 5 in New York City.
Right.
And before that, we're doing some radio stuff and shows in Jersey, and then probably like Philly or Boston, and just do like a short East Coast tour before the holidays are out.
Right on. Well, I know you guys are going to hit up some other radio stations, but when you speak of us in the future, please speak of us kindly, you guys.
There is no other DJ on the planet other than Mookie, so we're just going to
refer
to everybody as that.
It's true,
yeah.
You know? Yeah. I appreciate that. It is Danny, it is Eddie and Clark, a three-piece from L.A. Lost in Los Angeles is the band on KX93.5. Before we talk about, you know, the potential new record and everything like that, how about another song, you guys?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, now this is, what is this now? This is previously unreleased.
Yeah, the song is called Waiting for Your Car. It was written, the start of it was written in New York City a few months back. And
guys were on the road?
No, just kind of like on a writing trip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and this is kind of a sign of things to come for our new album and stuff coming out.
Beautiful. Can't wait to hear it. So again, whenever you guys are ready, Lost in Los Angeles from our Pearl Street studios on KX93.5.
Waiting for light. Tell me you'll be here. twists and the bends. Tell me you've got the will. I don't want it to end. I'll go crazy.
Brilliantly done in our Pearl Street studios. Lost in Los Angeles is the band on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. That song was rad and kind of a taste of what's to come from you guys, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Again, Danny, Eddie, and Clark are here from the band. So the new record, I guess you guys are already... I'm just now sinking my teeth on this brand new EP, and you're telling me new music may very well come out, huh?
Yes, we are out of control.
Yeah, you are.
And we like it, and... we're not going to stop writing, and it looks like we've got a record brewing, like, in, next spring even, like, super soon.
Very cool.
Like, we started digging into that record and just kind of wetting our whistles and getting used to this really intense process of all of us contributing so heavily, because there's just so much that we all have inside of us to get out. Danny, all these melodies that have been brewing in him for so long, and Eddie and his ideas and mine, too, and we're just finding that we're just making a lot of songs really quickly right now, and this is one of the first ones we're doing, and so we're going to end up with a really great record, and we're really looking forward to how that turns out.
Nice. Again, I need an advanced copy at the very least or something. Lost in Los Angeles
Absolutely.
Is here.
Sure.
LostInLosAngeles.com is the website. Eddie, you were touching on how you guys really came up with the name.
Danny and I were in a band previously, and I think he had a song, or I don't know if it was a lyric, Lost in Los Angeles, and it kind of stuck, and that band that we were in kind of disbanded, and we went off and did our separate things. And then one day I get this call from Danny. He's like, hey, I'm playing piano now and singing. Would you like to help me produce some songs? And I'm like, sure. And he goes, yeah, I think I want to call this project Lost in Los Angeles. I mean, that's kind of, I think, what he did. And so I was like, cool. And at first I was not too sure about that name, but then I really kind of fell in love with the name, because I think at first I was taking it kind of literally, like, ooh, I'm lost in Los Angeles. But then I realized that the deeper meaning of the name is kind of cool. It's like, in order to really find yourself, you have to lose yourself. So whatever it is that you decide to do in your life, your passion, if you feel, in order to really find what it is, you have to lose yourself in it to then discover who you are. And I think we're doing that in Los Angeles, and I think that's really cool. It's one of the cooler names, I think.
Right.
And out there.
Absolutely. That makes total sense, man. We are KX93.5 here in Laguna Beach. Are you guys multi-instrumentalists yourself, or is it always the guitar, the keyboard, and the bass for you guys?
I'll often sing backgrounds. I mean, Danny and I pretty much sing backgrounds normally on all the tunes. It just so happens that these two tunes are ones I don't, like the only ones I don't sing on, but usually we're both singing and doing, I'm doing backgrounds with his thing. And
so. Right. So you guys play all the parts on this EP that I've heard, huh? It's all you guys.
Absolutely, and we're huge fans of synthesizers and all kinds of crazy keyboards and analog stuff and beats. And as you can hear, there's lots of beats and sort of little electronic stuff here and there. So,
well, sounds good, you guys. I feel very fortunate to have you guys, you know, in our studio to have performed right in front of my face. Again, it's one of the perks of the job. Anything else to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Lost in Los Angeles thus far?
You know, we just want to give a huge shout out to our fans, because you guys are why we wake up in the morning and why we write these songs. And we want to thank you. And, you know, just if we haven't played in your city yet, let Mookie know and he'll tell us. And, you know, the cool thing about this station, too, is you can stream it from, you know, from the web, and we'll be listening to it wherever we go, which is really cool. And we want to thank you very much, Mookie, and your station.
Yeah, absolutely. If you guys missed anything we did this afternoon, this audio will be available tomorrow morning to the general pub. On our podcast page, it'll be on iTunes, SoundCloud, and everything like that. We could share on social networking to all of our listeners and fans and stuff like that. Lost in Los Angeles, thank you so much for being here. You gonna leave some discs for us and maybe some stuff to give away in
some
the upcoming weeks?
Hoodies and CDs, give them away.
All right, very cool. In fact, we could do that right now. You got a hoodie for our listeners? That's awesome.
Yes, absolutely.
It's not just a normal hoodie. It's got earbuds and everything, right?
Like, you plug your iPhone or whatever into your pocket through a little mini jack, and then the drawstring or like little earbuds.
Very cool.
So call us right now. Intern Kimmy will be answering the phones, taking your information, 949-715-5936. We got some EPs to give away, and someone's going to get one of those rad hoodies. Lost in Los Angeles, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.